And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we're getting an update here from Kansas State University. Jeff Morris joining us here from he's the director of the Communications and Marketing at K-State, and lots going on. Of course, not really on campus, has been kind of quiet, a lot of stuff happening kind of behind the scenes virtually, and we'll continue with more of that here this week. There's actually a town hall scheduled, a virtual town hall this Friday, which will include President Richard Myers and Provost Charles Tabor. What is this going to encompass?
Well, we've been doing these town halls throughout the semester, and we'll do several more in the spring. It's interesting. We've always had every semester we typically have try to have an all university get together. And what we've learned is with these town halls, we get a lot of participation from people. So it's really been a good way to communicate to faculty, staff, and the communities at large. So this Friday we're gonna have one that's gonna start at 9 a.m. President Myers will speak. Gonna talk about what we're doing with COVID response, our academic planning for the fall and summer, and Kyle Girl, who's our medical director at Lapine Health Center, is gonna kind of give us an update on the pandemic and you know where we are with quarantine guidelines and the vaccine update, because there's been some changes in the quarantine guidance at the federal level. We're working with the county and city to see what we're going to do on that. What we're going to do for academic plans with Provost Tabor. And something that's very important to us, I want to make sure our Manhattan listeners know, right now we're continuing to have a lot of focus on enrollment. We're trying to be what we call fiercely focused for the next semester as we want to get more students to think about coming to K-State and to get them to visit and to get them to apply and enroll. And Karen Goose is going to be helping discuss that. And hand in glove with that is we're doing a lot of work on campus with our tuition and fees as we look at where we are in the marketplace and what's going on in higher education. And one of the things that we've witnessed throughout the nation is there's about a 15% reduction in overall enrollment for people that are going to colleges or post-secondary education. And that's a disturbing trend because it means we're going to have fewer college-educated people in the future. But it's also a trend that's affected us, you know, right here in Manhattan and in the state of Kansas. So we're spending a lot of time trying to focus on that and make sure we're doing the right things to get our enrollment back on track.
I'm curious. I know tourism has felt the impact here of not having events and meetings here, conferences, stuff like that. Is the university concerned at all with getting out of this pandemic, that it may take a while for high school prospective college students to want to maybe come to a university setting and live in the dorms and have that whole college experience?
You know, what we've seen this year, and every year is a little different, but this year, I think we see a lot of people sitting on the fence. You know, the applications have been slower than sometimes in previous years. And we do a lot of research and we talk to people. And I think a lot of people have adopted sort of a wait and see attitude. You know, a couple things that will really make a difference for us, I think, is when we can get a vaccine and be able to get that widely within our populations, which from what we're hearing now, looks like maybe, you know, late spring, summer, that will become a reality. And when that happens, you know, we'll be able to ratchet up and have the full-throated experience again. You know, we can go to football games with crowds. You know, we can have events in McCain Auditorium. We can have the music, theater, and dance performances that draw a lot of people. We literally have hundreds of music, theater, and dance performances during a typical academic year. And they're not all big, but there's a lot of things that people go to. So I think, you know, I think when we can do that, we're going to see a higher level of interest. You know, hopefully that will be by next fall is what we're going to see. And that's kind of where we're at right now. You know, the what people are telling us is you know, they appreciate what we were able to do this semester and keep things as, you know, our campuses were fairly safe environments. And I think we're able to do that in the spring. But once we get past this pandemic, I think we'll all be in much better shape.
Sure. Well, that said, as far as the online learning component has gone, have you seen that work well for a lot of these faculty?
Yes, and it's you know, we didn't have a choice last spring, so we all sort of got baptism by fire to do that. And we've really done a lot of work in helping faculty that weren't doing that previously. We've had a Keep Learning website that we put up with our folks in our global campus to really help people with the techniques for teaching online and in that environment. We've seen some really innovative ways that people are trying to get information to students and react to them. So, you know, the long-term effect of this, I think, is going to be very positive, because one thing it did was help made us really look at our business model and how we deliver curriculum and how we interact with students in a digital world. And quite honestly, we've gotten much better at it. I think some of that is going to persist as we move forward. I think we'll see much more blended opportunities for doing this, because one thing we've learned is we can get information to people. You know, they don't always have to be physically present, and that's been a really positive experience for the university.
Yeah, I imagine that's definitely the case. You know, outside of COVID, I know there's been some successes here this semester. Most notably, about a month ago, maybe a little less than that, with the ribbon cutting for the new Multicultural Student Center.
Yeah, it's really going to be it's really going to be a fantastic facility. Right now, we've got the building is complete. The interior is finished out, and we're working on getting the furniture and the other accoutrements that we're going to have to be able to really take advantage of that facility coming in the spring semester. But there's going to be a lot of programming. Our multicultural student affairs folks and our diversity folks have really spent a lot of time with our student groups to find out what we can do to really take advantage of that. You know, one of the things that's interesting too is this, you know, this facility was completely funded by private dollars. Which speaks a lot, I think, to the K-State alumni and our donor class that understand how important diversity and inclusion is to the university moving forward. Because we know that we really have to reflect what the world looks like if we're going to be a major university in the future, and so that's going to be important to us. But we're really excited to be able to get that building open and to get people in it and start to get the programming going. So I think, and especially in the January, February timeframe, we're going to see a lot of activity going on around that Multicultural Student Center.
That's good. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I've missed here during this pandemic, and it's one of the reasons why my wife and I wanted to live in a college town, is to get to go to some of those multicultural type events that you can only really get in a college setting. And this facility is going to allow more of those types of events to happen eventually.
Yes, it will. And I think there's going to be, I think there's a lot of pent up demand for this, and I think that's going to be one of the real positive things about our upcoming semester.
Yeah, no question. Well, as far as other items of note here on campus, obviously we've talked a little bit about sports. Football wrapped up this weekend. College basketball is going on. What's the I've heard differing things here. Is fans going to be allowed at any ball games this season?
Well, you know, we've allowed people in the basketball games, so we're seeing how that goes, and we've ratcheted that back. I think we're at like 15% capacity in Bramlage, so I think we're going to continue to do this on a case by case basis as we start to look at the spring sports. We'll do the same process we have, is really working with the county health department, and the other folks to kind of determine, okay, what's our plan and what can we do. And you know, we look at the ventilation of the places for the indoor sports and for the outdoor venues and how we properly space people. So I do think where we can, we will. And one thing I'd like to comment on is one of the really rewarding things about being in Manhattan right now is the cooperation and collaboration that we have with the city, with the mayor and city council, with Julie Gibbs at the Raleigh County Health, and Vivian Uccello, who's really been a great help to us from a public information standpoint, the folks at the hospital. You know, the people in Manhattan are talking every week about what's going on in our community. It's not just the university or just the city or just the county. You know, we're working together as a team, and I think we will continue to do that through the spring semester as we look at that to see what's going to go on. So yeah, with sports, it's we look at it every week and we say, what's the situation on the ground and what do we need to do? And then kind of make our decisions moving forward. So you know, we're hoping again by next fall we'll be in a much different place than we are now. But we'll continue to monitor stuff as we move along in the spring semester.
I'll tell you one thing I'm looking forward to. I wanted to do this last spring, but it didn't happen because everything got canceled. Checking out that baseball stadium over there. I've yet to step foot in there, and I want to do that. I'm hoping we get some semblance of a baseball season here in the spring. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it would be. You know, we put a lot of renovation into the baseball and the soccer venues. And then really, you know, didn't get to take full advantage of that. So, it's going to be hopefully we can make it a great fan experience and get it opened up. And like I said, we'll see what happens, you know, in the next couple of months with regard to where we are. But, that would be our hope.
All right. Well, it's been a interesting year, interesting semester here, to say the least. And I guess we'll kind of see what the spring brings us here at K-State. Jeff, appreciate the time here this morning, and thanks for giving us all the updates.
Oh, well, thank you. And you and Dave, stay healthy.
All right, appreciate that. We'll continue on in Focus after this. News Radio KMAN.